Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us as once again we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. As we face the issues, let me remind you that it is the Christian's responsibility to analyze what is taking place in today's society and ascertain whether or not it is hurtful, harmful, or detrimental to the work of God. And as we look out on the horizon as to what is taking place in our nation today, the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Are we watching our liberties, our constitutional freedoms, being eviscerated? The question today is, have we abandoned the freedoms in our Constitution? Have we abandoned the freedoms in our Constitution? And as we face the issue today and we discuss those issues, let me just simply say, in a summary statement, the answer is yes. We're watching our constitutional liberties, the freedoms that God gave us, codified in our Constitution. We're watching them being eviscerated, totally obliterated, completely destroyed, and or just simply ignored in the present administration that is over us in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the Scripture that is the truth book. The truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And further he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to motivate us. It ought to mandate our lifestyle. It should be the very source book that is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway. It is the very source book that we should go to for answers for life and living in the society in which we're living in today. It is not an unusual thing to find that the more we face truth and talk about truth and stand for truth, the more we see the world against us. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be absolutely true in the society in which we're living in today. There is a absolute hatred, animus, for anyone that takes a stand for the truth. In fact, I don't believe the folks in the Beltway in Washington can even spell the word truth, much less understand and carry out what truth means. It was the former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, that said, as he warns America, he says, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And he goes on to say, the former senator explained the obvious. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet this is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ ought to stand for truth. That means, as the 15th century theologian and church reformer stated it, he stated it this way: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That ought to be our mantra and our mandate. That ought to be the modus operandi and how we carry out our lives today. It's based on the truth, and it's the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that we need to stand on. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional and homeowner lawn care equipment. They can answer all of your questions about professional, not only lawn care equipment, but power backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, right at the Beltway. Find at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road that 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion. Talking about today, have we abandoned our constitutional freedoms? Have we abandoned the constitutional freedoms? And ladies and gentlemen, the freedoms in our Constitution that we have were given to us by our founding fathers, which received them from God. They are the liberties and the freedoms that are God-given. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've noticed or perhaps you've just realized it, that the Biden administration is just not concerned about the constitutional liberties at all. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it causes me to look back at what took place in relationship to the foundation and the forming of America. Let me just read you a little brief introduction. My book that was published in 2012 is Time for Revolution. Will it be the battlefield or the ballot box is the subtitle. It's a verse-by-verse study of 2 Chronicles chapter 10, when there was a battle over the throne. I introduced the book into introductory pages with the Declaration of Independence, July the 4th, 1776, which in part says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that all are endowed with their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive or to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new governments." Further in that, ladies and gentlemen, it says, "But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evidences of design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security." Further, it states in that Declaration of Independence preamble, "The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries, usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To provide this, let's the facts be submitted to the candid world." Then he goes on to state the 33 charges against the King of Great Britain. The 33 charges that were outlined started out, he's refused to his assent to the laws. He's forbidden his governors to pass laws immediately pressing importances. He has refused to pass other laws. He's called together legislative bodies at places unusual. He's dissolved representative houses. He's refused for a long time after such dissertations. He has obstructed the administration of justice. He has erected a multitude of new offices. He's affected to render the military independent. And it goes on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, with the 33 charges. I've summarized those 33 charges for the benefit of the Biden administration. The Biden administration is dismantling our military, demoralizing our nation, dismantling our southern borders, demonizing our Christian conservatives in America, and demanding our submission to a tyrannical form of government. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you can summarize it any more succinctly than that, but that summarizes the 33 charges that we placed against the King of Great Britain at the time the Declaration of Independence was written. And I believe that is substantial today as to what is taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, Proverbs 14:34 tells us. And the scripture tells us in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so therefore, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we ought to be concerned about the direction that our nation is going. I've had so many people down through the recent years ask the question, why should Christians get involved in the political arena? Why should Christians stand up, speak up, say anything? After all, God's sovereign, God's in control. Whatever will be, will be. It's almost like, what is going to be is going to be, and we can do nothing about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not the case at all. God would have us to take a stand, speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen before it's eternally too late. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Headline is from Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel. Says, the radical left just redoubled its efforts to seize total power from the American people, end quote. And it goes on to talk about the different things that this administration is doing to seize power over the people. Here's another headline. What is the threshold at which government won't work? And it goes on with great details, and we'll touch on some of those details during the course of this broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us on this broadcast today former Congressman Mike Hill. He was the former legislator, representative for District 1 in the state of Florida. He is Congressman Hill, and Congressman Hill is a Christian. He's a conservative. He's a patriot, and I am thankful for him. Congressman, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today as we talk about this very serious issue. Have we abandoned our Constitution and its freedoms?
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. And yes, I believe that we have in the United States abandoned a lot of our constitutional freedoms. We have given it away to the federal government. And I would say a lot of that has been because of either laziness or simply not caring, apathy. As long as their needs are being taken care of, people don't care how much the government has imposed its will. The federal government has imposed its will illegally and unconstitutionally upon the states and we the people.
Yes, that is exactly right. And I'm looking at the article that one writer says, the fact is what we are witnessing today, man is no longer rational, being blinded by the lust for power and money. His restraints against the people for doing right or wrong are hardly moderate powers. Those governmental powers have instead become, by slow operations, dictatorial, authoritarian, and despotic. The federal government powers have far exceeded the 17 enumerated powers required in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. They have essentially usurped states' rights and as contained in the 9th and the 10th Amendment. So-called we the people have become slaves and serfs to a centralized government of despotism once more, in the classic case of history repeating itself. And it goes to talk about progressivism has gone to socialism and wokeism, and now finally authoritarianism. And it states this fact. They've exploited a virus to increase their dictatorial control over us and suspended our rights under the Constitution. And it goes with an elongated five-page article about how this is being done and what is taking place. But Congressman, what I see happening, we have, and let me just enumerate for us a few of these things. If we're going to open Pandora's box and talk about three or four of them on this broadcast today that I believe should be of interest to our listeners, let me remind our listeners that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking with Congressman Hill, former congressman, legislator, representative for District 1 in the state of Florida. Congressman, it seems to be the similar charges that was made against the King of Great Britain at the time that we separated and formed America. We have some of the same things. We're finding today there's no security on our southern border. The administration's push for a radical division. They've adopted the critical race theory, and they are saying that somehow, some way, the government should be in control of everything, including our educational system, with the critical race theory. And I believe this is a Marxist agenda that is bringing about total socialism in America. the Biden administration with DHS is now talking about instigating a COVID pass so that every American to be able to travel will have to have that COVID vaccination and a passport to show that. But the latest congressman from the Biden administration is now a new push to force every American to receive the COVID vaccination. And they're doing so by pushing even a door-to-door canvassing effort to vaccinate everyone that has not accepted the vaccination thus far. Are you familiar with that, and where do you stand? What are your thoughts? Is it constitutional? Is it legal? Is it acceptable for the government to go in with a massive show of force, door-to-door, knocking on doors to say, have you been vaccinated, et cetera, et cetera? Share with us, with our listeners, some of your thoughts about this new wave of authoritarianism from our government today.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, we saw on news clips that President Biden himself pounded on the podium and said, we're going to be coming door to door to check to see if you have had the COVID vaccine. And then his press secretary, Jen Psaki, reiterated that. Also, Secretary of Health, Becerra, I think is how you pronounce his name, he also reiterated and said that the government absolutely has the right and authority to do so. All three of them are wrong. The entire Biden administration, which, by the way, has about 90% of the Obama administration working with it, are completely wrong. They are on a path of wanting to destroy America as a free market capitalist nation to one that is socialist, which eventually leads to communism. Why would I say something like that? All the evidence is there, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
First of all, we see where the people in Cuba are finally uprising and demanding liberty and freedom away from the communists. And we are hearing zero from the Biden administration, who are trying to spin it and say that they're protesting because they don't have enough COVID vaccines in Cuba right now. Utter nonsense. Those people want to be free, just like everyone wants to be free. And what I would tell your listeners, Dr. Youngblood, that should some government official come to your door, by the way, illegally and unconstitutionally demanding whether or not you have the COVID vaccine, do not respond. Tell them to get off your property and close the door. I, for one, will not receive the vaccine, and I will not respond to anyone because it is none of their business, first of all, if I have or not, and secondly, it is illegal for them to ask for it.
Under HIPAA, the HIPAA federal laws itself, doesn't that make it illegal, as you just stated? Doesn't it make it illegal for anyone to ask you to show any identification or to show any evidence of a vaccination? We don't hear anybody saying, prove to me that you've been vaccinated for AIDS. Prove to me that you've been vaccinated. You have been treated for other variant diseases. That's never been in the history of America. And yet at the same time, there seems to be the mindset that that can be done. I just had a list of questions, Congressman, and then we can go back and check, look at these. Number one, is this legal? Number two, is it constitutional? Number three, are you legally required to even open the doors? Number four, are you bound by law to answer any of the questions? Number five, does this violate the HIPAA laws of giving medical information about a person's private medical health? Number six, could this be considered trespassing on your property? Number seven, should the government have authority over our bodies, or do we have the authority over our bodies? Any of those questions, Congressman, it is it literally is such a consternating, concerning thing that I would have never dreamed in America that would have this. And by the way, for our listeners' benefit, Biden has said, and the Jen Psaki's statements, and in Biden's statements, and in the responses after he made that statement that he was going door to door, says that there will be representatives. It won't be one person coming to your door. It'll be an entourage, representative from the CDC, representative from the White House staff, White House officials is the terminology they use, representatives from the Federal Emergency Management Administration, that's FEMA, representatives from other health agencies, and even the National Guard. Now, if a entourage like that comes to your door, isn't that using a coercive, absolute intimidating approach for a person to open the door and thinking that I must do so because that's government?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, and first of all, I think they're bluffing. There will not be half a dozen people showing up at your door at one time. I think what they're trying to say is to coerce everyone into, by way of fear, of saying that you must cooperate. First of all, it's going to take a long time for that to happen and a tremendous amount of money to be spent, taxpayer dollars, to try and get that done. And how do I know that? We look at the effort for the U.S. Census, for them to go door to door requesting information about you and your household. First of all, no one ever came to my door about the U.S. Census. And I did complete it online, but I did not complete all the information. I simply told them the number of members that were in my household, period. I did not answer any of the other about 10 to maybe a dozen questions that were on that questionnaire. And no one ever came to my door, and I never saw anyone going door to door in my neighborhood. So I think this is all a big bluff coming from the Biden administration to scare people, to coerce people into cooperating and divulging whether or not they have had the COVID vaccine. And as you say, it is none of their business. It is illegal for them to request it. And I'm waiting on some citizen group to step up and file a lawsuit against this so that it can be stopped in its tracks.
Amen. I'll join that. Congressman, hold on a minute. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Good afternoon,
hello.
Congressman.
I hope you're doing well.
Great, great, doing great. HIPAA originally started out as a protection for those that had contracted acquired immune deficiency syndrome. They didn't want those individuals to be discriminated against in the public. So a lot of those major HIPAA laws was brought forward. It's kind of almost the height of hypocrisy that they're going against it now. Whether I'm vaccinated or not is none of their business. And good luck stepping on my property and asking me a question.
Yeah, I know one of the senators from Arizona suggested that you put no trespassing signs up and not allow them to even come on your property. Another one posted a little meme, however you pronounce the term, showing a sign that says no trespassing, we're leaving guns and not government. And the whole point is that you need to say no. Congressman, how do you respond to what Jim said?
Jim's exactly right. And, you know, when you look at it, where it comes from the left, first of all, the left was the one who came up with those HIPAA laws, as he said, to protect the AIDS community, the sodomite community, to protect them. And now they're trying to use it as a weapon against all of us. And you don't need a no trespassing sign on your door. By rights of you owning that property and it being yours, then anyone who trespasses on it without your permission is in violation, sign or no sign. But again, I think this is a big bluff from the Biden administration. I also do not believe the numbers that they are saying are now vaccinated. They're saying over 150 million Americans have been vaccinated. I do not believe that number. I think it is much lower than that. And the danger behind it being much lower, then that means that those who are actually dying from this vaccine, more people have died from this vaccine in the past 8 months than the total number of Americans who have died from all vaccines put together in the past 10 years. This is a very dangerous vaccine. It is still experimental. And I don't understand why anyone would want to take that vaccine, except they succumb to the fear that was being peddled out of Washington, D.C., being peddled out of this administration, that without getting that vaccine, you're going to die, which is untrue. And it is unconscionable that they are now going after children for this vaccine when we know that is over a 99% recovery rate for children who do get exposed to this virus. If you're going to recover from it, why on earth would you put that foreign object into your body that is experimental and that is causing deaths and other adverse reactions, including heart inflammation in many, many people, more so than any other vaccine that has ever been exposed to us. And then you have very little recovery from that. In other words, you can petition the government to pay you because of your injuries, but it's nothing in comparison to the destruction it can cause the rest of your life. The pharmaceutical companies who are manufacturing these vaccines are immune to lawsuits. And by the way, that is something that needs to change. We need to get rid of that immunity and put those vaccine companies, these pharmaceutical companies, back on notice that if you cause injury to the American public, you're going to pay for it.
Absolutely. I believe that should be done. Congressman, hold on a moment. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Well, now that we are becoming more Chinese than American, as far as our government concerned, if I remember right, Chinese policy for decades was one child per family. They had forced abortion back then, and they do now. But has our government ever attempted to tell a woman you can only have one child or two children, and therefore you must have an abortion? Would that stand in America? And if they tried it, what would happen to the political structures, and would the American people wake up? That's the key question. Would the American people wake up if they were that blatant to stand up and say, this is the new woke, this is the new America, this is your new government? Now, we all can agree, sheeple will do whatever they're told. Not the American people, the old American people, generations ago. They wouldn't even attempt to do then what they're doing now. It's only after they have totally controlled our media, they have total censorship now, and it's all been proven. Take Trump, for example, take the election, and take what they're doing now. I see the day when there is going to be an uprising, and it scares me to a point where if they act first, they'll have the upper hand. If we act first, who knows what's going to happen. But there's going to be action taken here in America in the near future. And I'll let it go at that.
Thank you so much, Dan, for your call. And I believe you're right on target with what you're saying. It should be a factor of concern, grave concern for every patriot, for every American, for every conservative, for every Christian in particular. Because as we see our freedoms and our Bill of Rights are being eviscerated, it means that our freedom of religion, our freedom to stand and preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, is very close to being absolutely destroyed in our nation. In fact, Congressman, speak to that for just a moment before our top of the hour news break.
Yes. First of all, I don't think that the American people will give up their freedoms. We saw during the whole COVID scare that many did comply with the lockdowns. Many did wear the mask. But I think it came a time where enough Americans said, we're not going to do this anymore. And it happened in some states and some communities sooner than it did in others, such as Florida. Florida was in a lockdown position for a while, but then pulled back from that. And now Floridians are walking around pretty much without any mask on when there are other states like California, which are still facing lockdowns.
Yes. Congressman, hold on for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. Top of the hour news for about 1 minute. We'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida, To learn more, visit conservative.edu.